Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Good morning. You're listening to In the Moment with me, Andrew Herbert, here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. We've got a cracking show lined up for you today, featuring a new release by British saxophone player Tim Garland. It's called One, and it was out on the 6th of May. The Times newspaper described his playing as sure-footed virtuosity. Plus, wonderful tunes by Thelonious Monk, Emilia Martinsen, who won Best Vocalist at the recent Parliamentary Jazz Awards, Norwegian guitarist and electronic musician Ivan Arset, hip piano player Robert Glasper, the wonderful Bobby McFerrin, and if that isn't enough, a stunning Indian fusion piece featuring Zahir Hussain. Today's programme has a rather dreamy vibe threaded throughout the tunes. Let's get straight in with this from trumpeter Ambrose Akinmusere's 2008 album Prelude to Cora, and it's called Dreams of the Manbarnese.
Thank you.
You heard there Yonko Watanabe voice, Walter Smith III tenor saxophone, Aaron Parks on piano, there was some lovely piano work there, Joe Sanders bass, Justin Brown drums and Chris Dingman vibes, with of course Ambrose Akimu's Aries haunting trumpet, and a tune evocatively called Dreams of the Man Bar Sneezy. It's from his album Prelude to Cora, and Cora was in fact the daughter of Zeus and Demeter, queen of the underworld, also known as Persephone. Legend has it that whilst gathering flowers, she was abducted by Hades and taken to the underworld to be his queen. And spring represents the return of the eternally youthful Persephone to our world each year. In Greek mythology, she is thought to be the goddess of the soul and a possessor of a dark unseen wisdom. And she brings us all the bright green growth of spring. Well, we'll have more dreamlike music on today's In the Moment. First, though, let's hear from Swedish-Slovakian vocalist Emilia Martinsson. She recently won Vocalist of the Year at the Parliamentary Jazz Awards, and in fact we featured her on last week's In the Moment here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Let's hear another song from her 2014 album dedicated to her grandmother. The album is simply entitled Anna, and this song is full of nuance and evocative beauty. It's called Muffy's Song.
Mountains by bordering lines, where his memories begin. Or views of old times, still remembering a place where beauty is in everything. Soon he found love in an unwavering queen. Her words so softly spoken, but her mind spoke truthfully. A place of beauty fills up with dark beliefs. So with her he leaves, beliefs in children running free. Goodbye mountains, goodbye narrow streets. They leave their families for a northern country breeze. This open scenery makes me believe he is you and he is me.
Thank you.
That's Moffy's song. Emilia Martinson, beautiful vocals there. Barry Green, piano. Sam Lasserson, bass. John Scott, drums. Adriano Adewale, percussion. You're listening to In the Moment with me, Andrew Herbert, here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Still to come this hour, tunes by Thelonious Monk, Ivan Arcet, Robert Glasper, as well as an Indian jazz fusion piece featuring a stellar lineup. Now, though, for a first tune from today's featured new release album. British saxophone player Tim Garland said, "If we're to bring influences into our music harmoniously, we must start from the same one, that big bang of beats that we in our myriad ways take as our cue in this dance. Whilst we're here, briefly, our focus on our interdependence can bring a little more light into life whilst we live it. To focus on our separateness would be to do just the opposite." Well, he's called his new album One, and it features Asaf Serkis, drums and percussion, Jason Rebello on a wide variety of keyboards, including piano, Fender Rhodes, Hammond B3, and Ant Law playing nylon string, 12-string, 8-string, and semi-acoustic guitars. No bass player on this album, and in this particular song, with guest Hossam Ramzi on Egyptian tabla. This tune, which has a slightly abrupt beginning, is called The Colour of Night. love the ending to that piece, and it's homage to tabla language, presumably in honour of guest musician Hossam Razmi playing Egyptian tabla there. And it was Tim Garland's soaring soprano saxophone, a tune called The Colours of Night from his new album One. Asif Circus, drums and percussion, Jason Ribello, keyboards and Antlaw guitars. More from this album throughout today's programme. We began with Ambrose Akinmusere's Dream of the Manbar Sneezy. Akinmusere was 2007 Thelonious Monk International Jazz Competition winner, prestigious prize, and Thelonious Monk was one of the most distinctive piano players and composers in jazz history. I'm currently reading a massive and intricate biography on his extraordinary life, which almost seems to be written in real time, it's so big. He was brought up in Rocky Mount, North Carolina, and then in Manhattan, New York, and first toured with an evangelist before finding work playing jazz in his 20s. He became a house piano player at Minton's nightclub in Manhattan, and it was there that he developed and honed an idiosyncratic style. So let's hear the most recorded jazz standard ever. It's Thelonious Monk's 1944 composition, played by Thelonious Monk, and it's called Round Midnight. Thank you. The Unmistakable Sounds of Thelonious Monk and a tune called Round Midnight from his 1957 album Thelonious Himself, and I don't think he could be anyone else really. It's recorded on Riverside Records. We'll be picking up on this Monk themette later this hour on In the Moment. You're listening to Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM. Very glad to have your company this Monday morning. As well as recordings from the Giants of Jazz, we like to feature less well-known artists on the programme. And with this in mind, there's a current crop of Scandinavian musicians making some really interesting waves at the moment. We'll be featuring an album by Thomas Stronen, in fact, entitled Time is a Blind Guide, on a forthcoming edition of In the Moment. Wonderful example of Norwegian jazz. In the meantime, here's Norwegian guitarist Eivind Arset. With his debut album as bandleader, Electronic Noir, in 1998, he was described by the New York Times as one of the best post-Miles Davis electric jazz albums. His first mainstream album, entitled Dream Logic, in 2012 on ECM Records, garnered strong reviews as well. Eivind Arset's known for sculptural soundscapes and using the guitar in innovative ways. Let's hear from his 2007 album Sonic Codex and a tune with a rather quiet start called Quick Silver Dream. Thank you. Wonderful stuff there, and that's Ivan Arcet and Quicksilver Dream from his 2007 album Sonic Codex. And that album very deliberately quotes and redefines the musicality that made up his three previous albums, Electronic Noir, Light Extracts and Connected, and also points the way forward. One critic said it's an innovative present that simultaneously summarises the past and predicts the future. Kind of meta approach to jazz composition, if you like, extending over albums, not just pieces. You're listening to In the Moment on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Very glad to have your company this Monday morning. We're in a rather dreamy mode, and in a moment we'll be hearing from Robert Glasper. Now, though, our featured album. It's by British saxophone player Tim Garland, known as a prolific composer who blurs the lines between contemporary classical music and jazz. He's had commissions from the London Symphony Orchestra, Northern Symphonia, BBC Concert Orchestra, amongst many others. And he, in fact, first entered the jazz scene playing with Ronnie Scott of the Ronnie Scott's Club fame in a two-tenor quintet. We're going to hear from his third album for Edition Records. It's called One, and here he's playing tenor saxophone in a tune named The Eternal Greeting. Thank you. The Eternal Greeting from Tim Garland's new release album called One, and it featured Jason Ribello keyboards, Antlaw guitars, Asaf Circus drums and percussion, with Tim Garland himself on tenor sax. Great stuff, and more from this album next hour on In The Moment. Earlier today we heard from Thelonious Monk and his most recorded composition, Round Midnight. American Robert Glasper has been steadily carving a course and developing into one of the best-known contemporary piano players and composers. He was most recently seen as the brains behind the soundtrack to Don Cheadle's film about Miles Davis called Miles Ahead, which we featured on In The Moment. Let's listen to Glasper solo style. He introduces this Thelonious Monk tune himself.
This song is entitled Monk's Dream.
Thank you.
was Robert Glasper, Monk's Dream, a really confident reworking of one of my favourite Monk tunes there, and we'll hear more from Robert Glasper next hour, as well as more from featured album Tim Garland's One, more from Vocalist of the Year at the Parliamentary Jazz Awards, Amelia Martinsen, and more from Norwegian guitar player Eivind Arset. To finish this hour here on In the Moment, a real treat. We feature the best in improvised music from the 1920s to the present day, and so far we've tended to focus on Western improvisation, obviously with the jazz tradition at the heart of it. I'm doing a fascinating evening class at the moment called the Indian Fusion Lab, and even after a lifetime of listening to music, the wonderful thing is that there's always huge swathes of the stuff beyond the horizon. So let's bring the horizon a little closer. Here is Harry Prasad, flute, Zakir Hussain, tabla, Jan Garbrick, saxophone, and John McLaughlin, guitar, an all-star lineup, and something a little bit special called Making Music.